Cordy JW Mobile.
W4DJW, this is KR4AAE. How you doing today, Dave?
Nice seeing you in the meeting last night. I'm doing good. Loaded up the truck with a load of under-the-house garbage, and I'm headed toward the transfer station with the two puppy dogs. How about you? How's your day going?
Going pretty good. I'm glad the sun's out and it's warm. Other than that, day's been going good. I think my daughter's coming down with the flu, possibly, so hopefully it's not that. And, yeah, it was good to see you on the Zoom meeting over there, too.
I'd be really careful of that. We got one net control operator that has a upper respiratory infection, and he's had it for the last 4 weeks, at least, I'm pretty sure. And it's pretty miserable for him. And he's not the first person I've heard that's had this. So something's going around that's wicked. I don't know what it is, but hopefully that's not what she got.
Copy that. I hope she doesn't have that, because if she does, oh boy, that's going to be a long, long duration for me.
More miserable than seeing your kid miserable and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, you can take him to the doctor and get him medication, but that still doesn't make him less miserable.
Copy that. And for the parent, too, sleepless nights and up with a kid all the time, that'll wear you down, too.
One time my son got dehydrated and had to take him to the emergency room, and they wanted me to hold his arms over his head while they put the needle in his arm to rehydrate him, and I hit the floor. He was crying, and I couldn't stand it. I passed out and hit the floor. The next thing I knew, they were waking me up with one of those pieces of glass you break under your nose.
Yep. A couple of my friends have experienced that, and that is one thing I hope to never experience and never have to do.
From there, go again. Peter, we're getting a lot of long-distance ionic sphere bounces on VHF, which is very unusual, or tropospheric ducting. I guess it's weather change, going from hot to cold and cold to hot.
Now that you mention the term and what's going on, I remember that from the from some of the ham radio tests, tropospheric ducting. It does happen.
If you listen to the repeater very often. If you don't listen to the repeater very often, you're probably not ever going to hear it. But I try to keep the radio with me, a handheld at home, or one in the office, or one in the car or the truck. I got them just about everywhere except for my wife's car. That's off limits. But you'll hear it eventually. You'll hear them come in. And what you'll get is pieces of a conversation. And you know automatically. It's not somebody in a conversation like we're in right now. But you just get little bits and pieces of it.
Well, I think I will I'll keep an HT on me and listen in as much as I can to see if I can pick it up so I know what it sounds like.
Meteor scatter will do that somewhat, too, if you get a really heavy meteor scatter. And also, over the poles from the aurora borealis, that's more on HF, you hear that. Coming through the aurora, the voice gets a little distorted. That's actually pretty cool when you hear it.
Now you have really piqued my curiosity into HF. So now I need to find me a little HF radio to get started with.
Get one if you don't want to break the bank and you just want to get going. It's Saturday night, not Saturday night, Wednesday night. Gary Cap or DOS does the SwapNet. And there's also a SwapNet page that you can go to off of the virus.cc page. And you can look for HF rigs and stuff like that. And you get them at a tremendous discount. You know, some people buy them, use them, see what they're all about. Sell them back and then buy a different one. There was one guy that was retired, and he did that constantly. Was constantly buying and then selling and then buying a different one just so that he could get the feel of all the variations on the radios.
Be that. I checked on there earlier, but I didn't get a chance to look at all the specs, but I am looking for a little HF rig to get started. Maybe thinking about doing some POTA activations eventually, but I just need to get my feet wet into the HF. I got the purchased the NFED antenna kit from the ARRL website, so I'll start working on that and hopefully have an HF rig sometime late spring, early summer, I hope.
Just get one that's functional, that's working, so that you can figure out what HF is about. That's how I did it, and then because I like technical stuff, I was a computer programmer and I was in IT most of my career, I started getting software-defined kit radios. You build a kit, and you integrate software with the hardware, and you can see the waterfall on the screen in your computer. And that's pretty rewarding, because then that kind of brings it all together. Oh, wow, that's how that was working. It doesn't teach you radio design, but it does teach you how the radios function.
Okay, sorry, that fire truck had passed by me, so I caught maybe half of that. Could you repeat your last transmission?
Be on for a bit, because I'm turning in close to where the transfer station is, and I have to unload. But I started out like you're looking for a rig. I got a TS-2000, I think, was the first one I got. And I used it just to figure out how HF works and where the bands are and what portion of bands you can do what in with what license you've got and all that. Just get all that done and out of the way, and then you know how it all works. And then I went into building kits, and you could get software-defined radio kits called SoftLock 40s. You know, you can get them from anywhere from $23 to $140, depending on whether how many bands they were and, you know, what kind of variation. Was it VHF, UHF, or HF? They were just pretty cool kits, and I probably bought a dozen of those things and built them, and then got the software working on the computer, and then did HF on a computer with a home-built radio. That was pretty cool. It doesn't teach you radio design, but it does teach you how the radio works. Not get any transmission if you came back with anything there, and I am going into the transfer station, so if you're still there when I get back, I'll pick you up on the way out. KR4AAE, W4DJW.
KR4AAE, standing by. Monitoring.